I immediately fainted from a mixture of disgust and my own terrible injuries. The next thing I was aware of was being lifted by strong yet holy arms.
Who are you?
Save your strength, my child, for you have been rescued by the Reverend Godly Fecund.
Thank you.
I passed out once more. The next weeks were a blur. I hovered on the threshold between life and death, wondering into which realm I had been invited and whether I should have bought a bottle. I suffered from fearsome fevers, and with them came horrible hallucinations.
That's it, Pippin. You lie there and die while I hold your sister and her stupid children captive.
Mr. Benevolent, my treacherous ex-guardian, why are you so evil?
Because every morning I take two evil pills and some naughtiness supplements.
And why have you got the head of a purple lion?
Good answer.
Now die, Pippin, die.
No!
In my twilight world, I remember being fed simple soups, broths, and casseroles. But mostly I slept and tried not to die. Then, one morning, I awoke properly and found myself in a pleasant room with embroidered quotations from the Bible around the walls, along with pictures of the devil being shot, strangled, whipped, burned, and oddly playing billiards.
The Lord be praised, you're alive.
Reverend Fecund,
you remembered. The fever has not melted your brain.
Where am I?
You're in my parish of Poverty St. Mary.
It seems the most blessed place on earth.
Actually, it's horrid. Here the people are constantly hungry, and the only way I can keep them from starving is by holding Holy Eucharist 87 times a day. The communion wafers just about keep them alive.
But I have had plenty of food these past days.
All made from communion wafers. And the Church of England provides a virtually limitless supply. You've enjoyed communion wafer soup, communion wafer pie, communion wafer crumble.
They have nursed me back to physical and spiritual health. I thank you.
It is my daughter you should thank.
You have a daughter?
I have 17. 16 are wed to men of good standing. 4 of them alone are married to the Earl of Polygamy. But my eldest daughter is a spinster. Her late mother would be most upset.
Your wife died?
Alas, yes, giving birth to hexadecimuplets.
How can such an excellent nurse as your eldest daughter remains unmarried?
Ah, well, it is her own fault, for she is far too ugly. Nevertheless, she has nursed you with her own fair hands. Well, ugly hands. Her own blotchy, ugly hands.
I should like to meet her and thank her.
Step forward, daughter, but not too close, lest your repulsive features turn him to stone. Mr. Bin, this is my daughter, Miss Ripley Fecund.
You are wearing a veil of thick hessian.
Oh, I would not assault the world with my lack of beauty.
It cannot be that bad.
Oh, it is. In her presence, farm animals would die. And their last cow or sheep or pig words would be ugly, ugly, ugly.
Alas, I am a quite remarkable moose. Though that would be unkind to the moose.
Nevertheless, you have my thanks.
Indeed, my beloved troll-faced daughter. You are owed the thanks of both the young men we've recently saved.
There is another.
Oh, would you like to meet him?
I was as weak as a newborn kitten or an incredibly old cat. But the Reverend and his daughter helped me across the corridor and into another room, where I saw a familiar figure in a bed.
Harry! Harry Biscuit!
Pippin! Why, the very sight of you makes me warm to the ends of my ears.
Do you know each other?
This is my best friend, Harry. The last time I saw him, he had just eaten his way through a collapsed Beef Wellington tunnel. How are you, Harry?
I was terribly weak after digesting all that beef, but these kind people fed me up again. I have eaten so much communion wafer pie that I am now practically made of Jesus.
The Catholic transubstantiation heresy!
I'm now practically made of symbolic Jesus.
That is far more Protestant. Come, Ripley, we shall leave these two friends to reacquaint themselves.
Yes, Father. Besides, if I stayed, a draught might lift up my veil, and if they saw what an utter munter I am, their health would relapse, possibly unto death.
They left us, and Harry and I eagerly caught up on our news of the past weeks.
I've mostly been asleep and close to death.
Yes, me too.
Which didn't take long. Over the next few weeks, my respect for Miss Ripley Fecund grew daily as she nursed me. And indeed, with her...